Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peake, my colleague. She's a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, and much on Fox Business, writing a column about the electric vehicle. It's not just General Motors, nor is it just Ford, nor is it just BMW. Everybody on all continents that sell cars to anyone have noticed that suddenly the customers stop showing up for electric vehicles. Why? That has many explanations. What doesn't require much work is to say the government picked another winner, Liz, and in picking it, did they cause the fall? Did they tell the public not to buy EVs? Who's responsible for this? Because the car companies' lots are filling up with unsold vehicles.
Well, so the Biden administration is pushing EVs as hard as they can. They put in enormous tax benefits, tax credits if you buy one, et cetera, because the essential problem for people trying to sell electric vehicles is, one, the price tag is still very high compared to gas-powered cars on average, and two, a lot of people just find them very inconvenient. There aren't enough charging stations, and you know, I do think it's kind of funny. Hertz dumped their rental EVs not long ago. I think we talked about that. Because when people went to rent an EV, and remember, when you rent a car, you're in sort of unfamiliar territory oftentimes. They didn't know where the charging stations were. It was a complete debacle. So anyway, I think this is a program that trying to get people to take up electric vehicles to save the planet, which has not been very well thought out, which is costing Detroit hundreds of billions of dollars. I think Ford lost something like $40,000 on every car EV it sold last year. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. So the government, the Biden White House, over the weekend, I always love things that happen on a Sunday of a long weekend. They kind of quietly announced that they were pushing back the timetable on a tailpipe emissions rule that the EPA had rolled out, which effectively made people buy EVs. They had put in not just all the carrots in the form of tax credits for buying EVs, but they also had a stick, which was telling that automakers that by a certain date, by 2030, they had to have emissions down to a point, tailpipe emissions down to a point where basically two-thirds of cars had to be electric. So they just pushed that back several years. And the reason is, one, people aren't buying EVs. And two, we're also, actually, Bloomberg broke this story, and I'm kind of shocked because they're so green at Bloomberg. But also the power grid wasn't ready in any sense for this onslaught of electric vehicles, whether it's in terms of infrastructure, meaning car charging stations, or also infrastructure, meaning the electric grid. So this will be disappointing to young voters. The Biden White House is keen to make them happy through very stringent climate rules and regulations. But the reality is it just wasn't going to work. And so now at least they've done something which is going to be very good for the auto companies, I think. The other problem, John, and I'm really surprised this hasn't gotten more notice. I think a week ago, BYD, which is the world's leading EV producer, a Chinese company, announced it was looking for manufacturing sites in Mexico. Well, China has overwhelmed Europe with EVs because they're very cheap. They can make them cheaper than we can here, of course, and because they're good cars. And if they start producing in Mexico, NAFTA will mean that we can't impose tariffs on those cars. Now, you can still not make them available for the subsidies that taxpayers, that buyers get in the United States for a U.S.-made car. But this is going to be a serious threat to Detroit. And I think the Biden White House along with the UAW, looking at that and saying, you know what, this is a problem. We can't push this to the point where our car companies go out of business.
Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. The electric vehicle is a great idea, but people have to buy it for it to be a successful great idea. And right now, the numbers indicate that the public is pulling back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.